It's recipe time here at the Edible Valley Podcast. I've been sitting with the weather being a little rainy, a little bit colder, not really the best. I'm thinking it's soup time. Now, I started off by going through my pantry, and I've still got a couple beautiful butternut squash that came out of the garden in the fall there. And now I kind of like it that they've actually had a bit of time to sit there and let some of that flavor really intensify, some of the sugars build up in them. So I'm thinking this is the time to jump into those butternut squash and really get into them and really start enjoying them. So I thought, hey, let's do a nice winter warming soup. What I want to do is I was thinking about let's start them by roasting this off. So it's going to take you probably about an hour to get this done properly. Let's get your oven up to about 375 degrees, 400 degrees. And what we're going to do is we're going to peel all our butternut squash. Now, I'm thinking 1.5, good-sized butternut squash. So I'm thinking 2-3 pounds of squash is probably what you're looking for. Now, you're going to want to peel, seed that, and then dice it into little chunks. And I'm probably saying like one inch. And try and keep them all around the same size. It just makes life a little bit easier. Anyways, tossing those with just a nice sprinkle of maybe some just regular olive oil. And then salt and pepper on a sheet pan in the oven and let them roast off. And I'm thinking 20, 30 minutes. You might even want to go 40 minutes, you know, just when you start seeing that nice browning color coming on them, that's kind of what you're looking for. And you may want to toss them just a couple times just to be able to get that nice roasted color around the whole thing and so they don't just stick to the pan. Next up, I'm going to do a complete list of ingredients at the end of this, but I'm just going to sort of spitball through this right at the beginning. I'm going to start off with doing some, we're going to do this in a nice deep pan because we're going to find something with a nice thick bottom for cooking soups, definitely because I want to add a bit of cream to this. Let's start off with just about 2 tablespoons of some nice butter or medium hot pot. You're going to need some ability to put a bunch of either stock or broth in there. So we're going to get that butter just slightly melting over medium heat, and then we'll put some nice yellow onions in. Now, I'm going to go 2 ways on this, and it's more of your own preference. Definitely can get away if you want to save some time and just do nice thinly sliced onions, because at the end we're going to put a little wand in this and give it a nice puree, or put it in the blender if you don't have a hand blender. So our goal is, let's start off with the onions. So we're going to either have those nice and sliced, or we're going to do a nice fine dice on them, whichever you feel more comfortable in. Get them in that pan and let's get them cooking for a good 10, 20 minutes. Like, take your time. Don't get the heat up too hot. I find the longer you cook onions, the more flavor you get out of them. So if we do a nice subtle saute on them, just when they're starting to get that little bit of browning effect, then we can throw in a little bit of garlic, and probably about 4 good minced garlic cloves would be great in there. And we just want to sort of cook them a little bit for 2-3 minutes. They cook a lot faster. So we got our garlic in there. And so now my next step would be just, let's get some spice in there. Let's throw a little bit of that curry spice in there. We'll get a bit of that, a little bit of extra cumin. And I don't mind if you want to heat it up, let's throw a little bit of cayenne pepper in there. You know, a little bit of coriander wouldn't help either. And the one thing I actually kind of get in a little bit of hint of doing is just a hint of nutmeg. I just find it brings out some of those earthy tones of the butternut squash. So now once we got the spice going, I'm hoping by that time your nice butternut squash is all beautifully roasted up. And this is something you definitely could do ahead of time too. Throw in about 4 cups of either stock. Chicken stock would be great, or chicken broth, or you could use a little bit of a veggie stock. Either way you want to go with it. Well, now that everything is in together, it's time to just let everything, sort of all those flavors combine. So we want to bring that up to a nice little simmer. Let's not get it boiling, just a nice gentle simmer so that all those flavors can sort of infuse together. I'm thinking about a good 15 minutes, which is the best possible thing for you. I like to go either 2 ways with this. One way, if you want to go with a little bit of whipping cream. So I'm thinking about a cup of whipping cream fired in there just to give that rich depth to it. The other way, if you want to keep this vegan and you've gone with a veggie stock, really easy and really flavorful to go just with a nice coconut milk. You know, I would just do 1 little tin, would be great. Just open it up, let it come up to a simmer for just a second. And now we're going to go and just make sure, I'm going to season it with just a touch of honey now that I'm thinking about it. It's always nice to have a little bit of sweetness. Sometimes some of that stuff can be a little bitter. So just if you need it, just add a little honey just to bring that sweetness up. Now, this is something I want to say to you. It's like, always go in there and just give a little sample every time, and you can sort of see where you're going with it. You know, now that we've got all these flavors to go, I always hit my soups, finish off with a little bit of salt and pepper just to make sure I've got that nice balance and it's a flavor I really like. So now that we've got all this all together, this is where I love an emulsion blender, one of those nice KitchenAid, Braun. Plug them in there, get it in there. give it a nice puree right in the pot. You don't have to mess everything. Make sure you keep it deep in the pot so it's not spraying up. Just sort of work it around until you get this nice velvety texture. If you don't have one of those, pull out the old blender. Nothing works better than that. I know I'm a big fan of every blender out there. Ladle it off. Now, here's a trick from me to you is don't overfill it. If you're using a blender, start off slow. Don't crank it up to full, you know, mince. Right away, start off slow. A lot of times I'll hold a cloth over the top of it. What will happen is with the heat from the soup and the pressure from turning the blender on, you'll get a little bit of pressure build up on there. And I've seen many a chefs, many a cook do it where they have the whole top blow off and next thing they're covered in hot, spicy soup. Little warning for you there. Nothing worse than a liquid burn. So once you got that done, boom, fire it back in the pot there. I would just check the seasoning one time, and this is a great time to start ladling it and serving it. Now I always like nice toasted nuts. I've always got something for pumpkin seeds. Always work really well, but you know, there's a little walnut, any of those kind of things would just be nice. Just either some sunflower seeds or something like that. Always goes really nice, I find. And then, of course, if you're looking at it, either going like a dollop of sour cream is always nice. Creme fraiche is always nice. Lots of different ways you can go with it to just garnish it. And there you go. That's my roasted butternut squash soup. Hope you enjoy. And just quickly, I'll go over the ingredients for you just to make it nice and simple. Probably get about 2 tablespoons of butter. I'm going to say, let's go 2 onions, finely diced or chopped, 4 cloves of garlic, about 4 cups of either vegetable stock or chicken stock, and probably about 3 pounds of butternut squash. I do 1 tablespoon of curry powder, 1/2 teaspoon of some cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of coriander, 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and then I like to say about 1 cup of either whipping cream or coconut milk, whichever one you're preferring on going with, and then maybe 1 tablespoon to 2 tablespoons of honey, and there you go. You've got a beautiful roasted butternut squash soup. I hope you enjoy.